Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you're committed to growing your company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, where you can find everything you need to build the cleaning company you've always told your in-laws you were going to have. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just give us a ring at 480-648-5149, 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show. You can leave a comment, a rude remark, whatever you want to do. We're excited to hear from you. Today, we've got a big rock star guest. We are chatting with Amar Ghosh, CEO at Zen Made Software. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard about this and probably been dying to have him on the show. This dude absolutely travels like a huge rock star and is currently calling in from Barcelona, Spain. If you want to reach out to Amar and their team, you can get a hold of them at www.zenmade.com. Amar, welcome and say hello to Clean Nation.
Oh, thanks for having me, Mike. That's quite the introduction. I definitely enjoyed that.
Well, I think, 80% of it's true?
yeah, exactly. That's what you aim for.
Well, yeah, first of all, thanks for taking the time, man. I love that dude is in Barcelona. And I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. It's 8:19 in the a.m. and it's like 103 degrees out. I don't know what is going on. I believe it's probably evening where you're at, correct?
Yeah, it's about 5 p.m. right now.
All right, so Amar should be drink in hand, relaxing at the pool, and he's talking software like a true trooper, all for you guys, Cleaning Nation. So I'm so glad that you're here, dude. Before we get going, what's shaking in Barcelona? How'd you end up there? What's a day in the life look like?
We're going to talk about like my history here, like a little bit like more, but I started a cleaning company like a while ago, and the dream was always to be able to just like, you know, have a business that, you know, I didn't necessarily want to just sit on a beach like all day, but I always wanted to have that option, right? And so, I had the opportunity to come to Barcelona. One of my really, really good friends from Canada lives here. And, you know, he was just like, I've got a spare bedroom at my place and you can come in for a couple weeks or a couple months as long as like you want to stay. And it's really cool. I have to make calls pretty late into the day. You know, I still work U.S. hours, so it's not all like fun and games, but it's cool. It's a good experience.
Well, I don't know if this is actually what you said, but what I heard was you make calls late into the night. Maybe you go to bed around midnight. You wake up around 10, 11 a.m. You go hang out at the beach all day and then start working at 5 p.m. If that's your schedule, man, there are worse ways to live.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that summary. That's really what it amounts to.
Well, you're going to get no feeling bad feelings or pity from this side of the ocean, my friend.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. I've come to terms with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you're just fine with it. I'm sweating my off. All right. Let's talk. So tell first of all, I love that you actually had a cleaning company. You're just not some software guy that figured they'd make a couple bucks off the – well, and first of all, I think I want to make clear, this is mostly – I think the concepts we're going to cover are going to be helpful for all the listeners, but if you are on a maid service as opposed to janitorial floors, this is 1,000% for sure for you. So I love that you owned a cleaning service and then kind of jumped and saw a need and filled in. So tell us a little bit – let's start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about how you got into the cleaning business and then how – after that, how you transitioned into a software guy.
Yeah, definitely. So I started out with a couple years ago that I started out in Orange County, California, so Southern California, and I I don't know what it was. I mean, one of my friends had found the idea somewhere to start like a cleaning business, and pretty much he had started working on like sort of the technical aspect of it, right? That the sort of like process that he was following was really web-based. So it was really about building a website and driving traffic, you know, quite a few of the things that like that you covered, you know, on like on the webinar. And so essentially he started building that stuff, and I was just sitting there literally like we were just having like a drink at his place before like going out. And I asked him like, you know, hey, you know, where are you going to find the employees? You know, how are you going to find customers? Like, how are you going to do all these things? And it was honestly just because I was curious. And what happened was about a week later, he came to me and he was like, hey, like all those questions that you were asking me, he's like, I don't want to deal with any of them. Like, I don't want to like have to know the answers to any of those questions. And he pretty much offered me like a partnership, you know, in the maid service. So essentially I was like the operations manager at this maid service. We named it Fast, Friendly, Spotless. So that was based in Newport Beach in Southern California. And so, you know, like I mentioned, he started with a very like technical focus. He was very focused on building a website that would convert users, but then he also built like a back end to the website, and that back end was designed to essentially make my life as easy as possible, right? Everything he was doing was essentially automating like my tasks. And so were you asking how we got into software? It was, you know, I looked around and realized that none of the other maid services were doing these things that we had set up with like with our website, right? And so, you know, at some point we realized that we could help more people, right? We could make like a bigger impact by actually helping the maid services rather than like doing the cleanings ourselves and sort of like keeping this system that we had like in-house just for ourselves.
Nice. So that's a pretty cool organic way of, you know, you just saw a problem, you were living a problem, and your solution was so good that you figured other people would benefit, and that's just been the case, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. It was just, we just went through and my like day-to-day stuff, you know, my friend would just try to find different ways to automate essentially, or to like to remove from like from my day. I was working a full-time job at the time, right? So my time was very limited to do all of this stuff, and we were running like a full-grown like maid service, so.
Wow. So how long has it been since you transitioned into ZenMaid, where you've kind of been a full-time software guy?
Just over 3 years now.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So tell us a little bit about, because I know I don't want to say a tough topic, but something I get asked a lot. And that's why I had Dave Naveau with Hubstaff on. If you haven't checked out that episode, it's awesome. Aside from just you and I kind of knowing each other offline, I've always like having software people that I trust, because I get asked that probably definitely top five in terms of questions I hear all the time. And that's just not something I'm an expert at. Like when I build all my other companies, a lot of stuff I can help with client attraction and employees and all kind of the nuts and bolts. But when it comes to specific software for our industry, since my business, I was so old ago, I didn't have any software. I don't have as much firsthand experience. So I love getting industry experts on to kind of talk about that. So if you could just start with laying a little overview, kind of a foundation in terms of why a cleaning company or specifically a maid service would need software, and how kind of having the wrong software can hurt you and the right software can make you money. Just talk about why that even kind of came into existence.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. So one of the things that, like, I feel like my answer here is really going to be like, it's almost like a pitch for software, like in general, right? That like, I really just encourage like all of your listeners should really be using or be like looking into the different softwares that are on the market, and there's gonna be better fits and like worse fits and all that stuff. But the big thing that's changed, where the way a lot of cleaning like company owners have thought about things, is in the past, software was really just to sort of like manage information, right? Where if you wanted to know, you know, where like your customer Bob, like what his exact address was, and like maybe a couple other details about his account, that you'd be able to access that information, right? And so that was something that like, that was like the main reason to use a software in the past. What people don't realize is that in this day and age, software can do so much more than just like that for you. right? That software now can actually, you know, send emails automatically, send text messages automatically. It can help you actually like run your business on like a day-to-day basis versus just managing like information.
All right. So first of all, you had me at managing information. You can see how old school I am. So tell me a little bit about how software can be used to manage information. And then obviously I got real excited when I heard, you know, I'm a big, big fan of automation. You know, if we're ever going to get to the beach on Barcelona, we got to automate some. So tell us about both sides of that. A, just industry wide. And then B, obviously I'd like to understand more about how ZenMade attacks those issues.
Yeah, so with just the information like management, I mean, all the softwares that you can find, you know, on the market are going to help you with that, right? That's really just having accurate customer records, you know, with just information on like the cleanings, the customer, your history with the customer, and all of that stuff. You know, also like employee information and those. And so then what some of the softwares do and like what we do specifically is. So essentially, like the one thing that every cleaning service in the entire world has in common, right? It doesn't matter if it's in like Bangladesh or if it's in the US and Canada, like I'm sure probably most of like the listeners are. It doesn't matter like where a cleaning service is. The one thing that every cleaning service has to do is they have to manage their schedule, right? So they have to know which customer they're servicing at which time, and they have to know the details of that service, right? So on some level, with some way, pen and paper, software, Excel, something, every cleaning service on the planet has some way of managing that information. And what software these days can do is if you use specific softwares to manage that information, the software can actually take that information, essentially repackage it, and send it out to the different parties that need it. So for example, with ZenMade, we send out a reminder, and you can set it up for 1 day to 7 days like in advance, but we send out a reminder to every single cleaning customer on your schedule. And again, that's optional, like, you know, people turn that off if they don't like that, like going out. But that's something that like most maid services are aware that it's a best practice to remind your customer of their upcoming appointment, usually before like the grace period is, you know, before there's like cancellation fees, and, like all of that stuff. Again, like we're talking more about residential here than commercial. Commercial is going to be very different. You know, you don't need to send reminders to like commercial clients, but with residential, like that's like one example. Like the other thing is communicating all of the work details to your cleaners. Right, that our system takes care of sending those automatically to the cleaners. So all you have to do is essentially finalize your calendar, right? Make sure the details are correct, make sure everything's at the right time. And then, you know, software in this day and age can step in from there and can make sure your cleaners have all the information they need. And again, the goal, Mike, is to get you out to Barcelona. Like, you know, gin and tonics are really, really popular here. So like that would be the drink of choice if you came out.
All right, beautiful. I heard free gin and tonic on my next trip to Barcelona. I don't know what you heard, Cleaning Nation, but that was how I took it. So all right, let's dive into some of these details because it sounds kind of like a magic fairy box to me. I want to make sure I'm not overhearing that it can do all this cool stuff unless that's the case. So first of all, automated reminder. So I don't know, and I would agree that's absolutely best practice. You want to be touching or pinging or being in contact and bringing value as often as you can. With your clients, commercial and residential. For residential, the fact that you're coming to clean is a super cool opportunity. Is that by email? Is it by text? Is it both? What ways, what options do I have to do that?
Yeah, so for the appointment reminders to your customers, you can do text or email or both or neither. The system's made to be flexible. Our goal is to fit into how you're currently doing and then like maybe add on a couple things that you're not currently. So we can do text or email or both.
Awesome. And I can set that up automatically. So they're automatically going to come. And does it do the scheduling as well? So if it's like, well, this guy wants me to come every 3 weeks and this guy wants me to come every 17 days. And you know how customers are just out of their mind with what they want. How does ZenMade kind of integrate with that piece of the schedule?
Yeah. So it's got all the basic, like that's one of the nice things about using a software like ZenMade versus some of the more general management softwares, right? That, you know, it was really built with maid services in mind. So all of those timing options, you know, 3 weeks, 17 days, like those are all built into the software that, you know, I personally know what it's like, you know, to have like, I don't know, like the cat lady that wants you to come in every 8 days exactly and doesn't care whether it's like a holiday or Sunday or like, you know, just like odd things like that. So it's all built in there to the software. And it's very like self-explanatory.
Well, I think that's what's cool about having, again, a software guy trying to figure out how to make money off the maid industry. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I like that you're a guy that's like, well, how did you figure out this feature? Well, because it drove me nuts for 6 months and I needed it. So I figured you guys would want it. I love that. And that's one of the big ones I get, by the way, as well. You know, I've got the software, but just like you said, it's not, you know, it's maybe a software that's for all industries and maybe they are targeting the janitorial or maid service part, but that's not really where they were born. And they won't just something simple like, can I make a custom schedule? Because my customers want kooky schedules isn't available. So I'm glad that that's available. And then can I do a mass email or text to my people through ZenMaid if I want to tell all 200 of my people, you know, go like Cleveland Cavaliers just won the NBA Finals last night. I love big touches. Would that be something I could just tell everybody, either text or email? Hey, for all you Cleveland Cavalier fans out there, congratulations. You know, well fought, Golden State. You know, anything, or just, you know, hey, it's National Cleaning Month, or thank you, Hug Your Maid Month, or whatever. Can I do stuff like that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'd recommend. I think you're a little bit too close to California to send that out. I think that you might get a couple threats. Being from California personally, if I received that from you, I'd find your address. But so essentially, what we do is we integrate with MailChimp, which is like a mass email service, and we integrated with them specifically because they're free for, I believe, up to 2,000 contacts that they're free to use. Nice. And they have this just like really amazing editor. So you can send out really like pretty emails and stuff that, like, you know, we can send out basic text emails and stuff like that, but we really focus on like that sort of like, you know, we're very like function like focused, right? So the text is what we need. We realize that for these mass emails and for those sort of like announcements, you're going to want to use something a little bit like flashier. So we just integrated with them. Mass text messages, that's not actually something that we can do at the current time. But there's definitely some really amazing like uses for maid services. Like when we are able to do that, there's some really cool things you can do with mass text messages.
Okay, so I do like, so good. I think the biggest thing, because again, not that there's anything wrong with email marketing, and a lot of people do that, and it's a good thing. So I'm glad that you guys integrate. But I would say that's probably, I don't know, 30%. Really, the one-on-one conversation is where I like to go. But it's good to know, again, for just stupid thing, like, you know, National Hug Your, and I'm the terrible owner that would stick it to all my, hopefully my customers love me enough when I, you know, if I'm a, and I have no cat in this bag, but if, you know, when the Broncos won the Super Bowl, I would absolutely have sent out a thing saying, suck it, Steeler fans, you know, and I don't care if you like me or not. So it's good that you've got that capacity, but I like that the focus is on that one-on-one kind of cleaning. And that's another thing we talk about in terms of, and we don't get this enough on the show, so I want to take just a minute to go, this is an awesome opportunity. I'm always talking about core values and kind of being you and standing out. These texts are such a cool way that automation is such a cool way where you can have a sequence of, hey, start getting excited now. Your house is going to be clean tomorrow. Or, you know, whatever fun message you want to have that kind of represents you. I love that on the one-to-one kind of piece. And then can you do it before and after? Like, hey, 2 days before we come or 5 days or whatever we're going to say. And then after we come, say, hey, we were just there. If you have any feedback, email us that. Is that a possibility as well, or is it just before?
No, so absolutely. What you just said, absolutely nailed it. So you can, the system automatically sends follow-up emails as well. So what we recommend is asking for reviews, referrals, and feedback, or any combination of the three. And, you know, we have like a template in there. So like the whole thing is set up so that someone can pretty much sign up for the system, enter their schedule, and just be like ready to go. That we have templates, and like, you know, I'm sure people will want to change them, but as is, we know that those templates that we've provided are effective because they're very similar to what I was using in my business. And then like, you know, 50% of the ZenMaid customers never change those templates, and they're very like effective when they go out.
Which is awesome. Again, I can't emphasize enough how much I like a maid guy going into software as opposed to a software guy going into the maid business. Sounds like a small difference, but it's really not. So that said, sounds like you guys would go, again, I hate to keep referring to other episodes, but you're just tying into them so nicely. If you haven't listened to the So Tell Us one, they've got a review app that I'll bet you would work, dovetail really nicely if you've got this follow-up ability. Because, yeah, again, you want to, the pre, before you come is a nice reminder of customer service, but the post in terms of when are they most likely to give you a review, and, you know, you can always tell your staff to do that, but, you know, they do what they're supposed to do half the time. It's nice to have another one, which is the text, automated text message. Hey, go click here. You can give a review right here live. That's super exciting. And I love that you can kind of automate a conversation with them so they feel like if and when they've got a problem, instead of going, hey, fire the maid service, we hate them, get somebody else. They have a relationship with you, not your maid, but with you, the company, or when your maid leaves. You know, I love that ability to really tie your customers to the company, which gets harder to do the larger you get. So that's a pretty exciting tool, unless I'm missing something.
No, that's absolutely right. It makes your life so much easier when you have that relationship. It's like what you said, you know, when you've got a customer that you don't have a close relationship with and they're not happy with your service, they leave, right? And when you find out about it, it's because they found one of your competitors and are jumping ship, right? When you've got someone you've got an established relationship with, they're not happy, they let you know, right? They communicate and you have a chance to fix the problem for your company and like retain that account. So yeah, you nailed it.
Well, I think the other thing is also in the top five of kind of questions or questions I get asked or frustrations I hear about are people that say, how do I transition out of cleaning myself? If I leave, my customers will leave. They all want me. None of them want anybody else. This is a great tool to kind of give it a soft landing so they feel like they're still hearing from me a couple times a month. It's always valuable communication. And again, you, as a maid service, the last thing we want is your customer to get tied emotionally to the cleaner, which is going to happen naturally because they're in their home. But this is, and not like this is going to do it all by itself, but this is one tool that you should have of many that is going to enable you to really kind of keep that relationship with you. And you might have 200 or 300 people and you can't physically one-on-one call or text or email everybody one-on-one, but you can set up a system that kind of makes them feel one-on-one and keeps that tie and that emotional commitment strong, even if you're not in the home every month, which you shouldn't be.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other big thing is just, again, like the webinar from the other day, that, you know, it really is about having systems and process that it's not just that you don't have time to do those things. It's that it takes up a ton of mental energy, right? That when you're having to manage follow-ups or reminders for 10, 20, 30, I mean, 100 like clients, right? Even if they're spread out over time, it's not just the amount of time that it takes you, right? And when you put a system like this into place, it allows you to pass that off to someone else. Because I mean, again, like the goal really is like that, you know, Corona on the beach, like type, like, you know, type like thing that you want to have the systems in place in your maid service, where when you disappear from the business, nothing happens, right? That your customers aren't wondering why you're cleaning their homes and your workers aren't wondering why you're in the office, right? And so that's like a really big, sort of like focus for us, you know?
Oh yeah. Any Cleaning Nation, any of you guys that are addicts to the show, you know that I'm all about beating that drum of systems. And either way, whether you want to retire to be on the beach, you need systems and either software or systems that use software. Because really, that's all you have is people, now software, and systems. And the better systems you have, the better that you can utilize your people, your software, any of the tools that you have are all kind of the engine that runs them all are systems. So couldn't agree more. And you've mentioned a couple times the podcast we just did, just so everybody out there, I was going, what? Who, huh? If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com / ZenMaid webinar, Amar and I did a webinar together on client attraction. We had a lot of fun. Check it out, growmycleaningcompany.com/ ZenMaid webinar. That way you guys all know what's shaking. All right. That said, tell me a little bit about, just because I'm thick-headed and I know that you get it, so I'm going to shut up and let you do it. We had my buddy Dave Naveau on, who has a product called Hubstaff, and that's another software product that I think is kind of similar, but really different than yours. And if I try to explain it, I'm going to muddy the waters like a mess. So if you, and I know that you spent some time, you listen to that podcast, and I think you're familiar with Hubstaff. Tell me about the differences of what you do and what they do and why someone would use one or the other or both.
Yeah, definitely. Another great question. I listened to the episode with Dave earlier, and And yeah, I was previously familiar with them and everything. So Hubstaff, I mean, they're a really, really great software, and they're focused a lot on time tracking. The time tracking is sort of like the main component. They were like, the best way to really think of it is ZenMate is really like, we do help with like work orders and like on the employee management side, we have like really basic time tracking, but we really focus on like developing that customer relationship, right? Like, we're a management software, but we like to think of ourselves as almost like a marketing software, right? Where Hubstaff is really for managing the employees. I know, like, I would definitely, I mean, I've actually contacted, since listening to the episode, I've contacted two or three of our bigger customers, because I feel like customers that have, or not customers, but like maid services that have maybe more than like 20, 30 employees, like somewhere around like that range, I think Hubstaff is like an absolute no-brainer, and I think that a lot of other people should be considering it below that. But yeah, you know, it's just they focus really more on like the employee management, and like you're going to be missing a couple components that you're going to need to run like the overall sort of system and numbers and like all of that stuff for the maid service, and that's really where we try to come in.
All right, so let me repeat back what I thought I heard you say, just to make sure I'm clear for my head and then for Cleaning Nation. What I hear you saying is, if you really want to dive into what employees are where and how long are they there for, and give me a report on how many hours it took versus how long it's supposed to take and what it costs per month and what my labor is and all of that side of the business. If you don't have that, you need it. So whether it's Hubstaff, which Dave and his team are awesome, or some other way, that's a non-negotiable. If we're coaching, that's the first thing I'm going to ask you in terms of job coaching for one-on-one is job costing and how many hours and stuff. So if you don't have that, again, Hubstaff's a great option. But you got to get it. That's a non-negotiable. Not that software specifically, but that concept is non-negotiable. On the other side, if you really want to do a better job of communicating with your customers and kind of running the back end technical piece of who's supposed to be where, when, and communicating that with your customer and communicating with your employees, what exactly is supposed to be done, and Mrs. Johnson has a cat, you got to pet it four times before you go, that's when you need ZenMate. Am I missing something, or is that kind of a thick-headed way of putting it?
No, that's very accurate.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and the good thing is, I'm sure there's, I don't know, you know, honestly, let me ask, and this is probably an unfair question, but I don't care. Are there any other specific maid software that are just for what you guys do? Or again, I've not heard of any, if there are.
Yeah, there's two or three others.
Okay.
There's a couple other ones that are out there. They're actually much more like established than we are. But unfortunately, that means they use slightly like older like technologies, right? That can't plug into as many things like texting. I think we're the only one to offer, and couple other things.
Well, it's funny because just from my, and again, not that I'm the be all and end all, but I'm kind of in this space. You guys must be a hell of a lot better at marketing because you're the only ones I'd heard of. So I literally, when I was asking, I had no idea that there was anyone else that even did that. So congratulations on Rockstar Marketing, or maybe it's just I got my head in the sand. But all right, cool. So tell me about this before we kind of run on. What do you see most maid services doing wrong? That's what I always want to get and kind of give value to the audience. Like, when you kind of consult with owners of maid service, what's the big red flag that you see that's really costing them money that maybe we can help coach them out of right now?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. So my focus is really on like the maid service owners. Like, there's a really big difference between the biggest mistakes that maid services are making and the biggest mistake that maid service owners are making, right? And for the owners specifically, I mean, we've referenced the webinar a couple times here, but I really think that it's the whole concept of like working harder is not necessarily better, like working like more hours. So like, you know, you've obviously championed like a lot of like systems and processes for your listeners and for your clients and like all of that stuff. And I think that a lot of maid service owners, they feel that like they're vital to specific parts of the maid service. And yeah, the biggest mistake for me is it's always finding what those one or two systems are for each individual maid service. So I feel like it's almost like sort of like a vague answer, but essentially like, yeah, you can systematize or put in a process to handle every single thing in your business. So you're actually not necessary. And that's what a good business is. And a lot of maid service owners don't realize that. And they try to make parts of the business about themselves, right? Which they don't realize, you know, infringes on, like, you know, their freedom, right? That it's something they become married to when that's not what they actually want.
Oh my gosh, that's probably my least favorite thing hearing from an owner, especially of a maid service, is but I clean better than anyone else. My cleaning is special. Like, it's this, you know, patented way that they clean. That'll kill you. And only I can do it. That's great if your goal is to feel good about life and pound your chest and say, look at me, I clean better. Because we get a lot of emotional fulfillment from our customers saying, oh, we have this other thing and they don't know how to clean and only you know how to clean, which is great at the beginning. But then when it's time to grow your business and step out of the cleaning role, or stop, you know, not grow your business, just run it the way it is, but run it from Barcelona, you've really set yourself up for failure, because now that's your secret sauce, your unique selling proposition is that you, specifically the owner, have the special way of cleaning, whether it's true or not, and I can assure you it ain't, that the customer believes it is. So you just basically indentured yourself to slave labor for the rest of your life. You can never not clean, and you can never grow any larger than however many accounts that you can clean in a day or a week or a month. So couldn't agree more, Amar. All right, let me ask you one more question, then we'll kind of move on. What's the biggest mistake people make with software? Because there's so many options out there. And again, not just for exactly what you do, but with the hub staffs, and there's so many different management tools and so much value that software can bring into a maid service. But I think a lot of times we go the wrong way, or we don't understand what it is. There's a lot of times that people have had bad experience. They get the concept of how it could be good, but their reality experience has been bad. If you could save some of us some of that brain damage, that would be huge. What's kind of some tips of the trade when diving into the software market as an owner of a maid service?
So, I mean, I think that there's a couple things there, right? So the first thing is to realize, like, the power of software, right? Of what software can do, like, for your business, right? For every software that you put into place, you're putting in systems that employees can now manage for much less money, much less qualified, like, employees can essentially, like, run and, like, and handle, right? So you don't have to, like, pay as much. And so the first thing is, like, realizing, like, what software can do, like, for the business, and realizing that it's almost like a matter of time, or like an implementation process for all software, right? Not just for ZenMay, not just for Hubstaff, but for all the software in the cleaning business. When you're aware of what the software can do, it really is just about sort of taking it, like, bite by bite and trying to, like, to fully implement the software, right? So it's almost like, I feel like what people do is they have a tendency to either try the software and get overwhelmed, or, like, overwhelm themselves and then give up and say that it's too complicated, or they get in and they don't do, like, enough on the software, right? And so what you've got to do is you've got to find sort of like that balance of, when you try a software, figuring out, like, how can this, like, most quickly help my business, and get that part of the software in place first, and then slowly build up, like, the rest of it until you're getting, like, the full value. And again, like, it doesn't matter what sort of software it is, like, every software out there for cleaning services is going to sit here and save you a ton of, like, time and headache, and, like, even, like, money and resources going forward.
Well, I think that's, and I'm going to hit one thing and then we're going to move on. I think every software, or most softwares, you know, I'm sure there's some scams out there, but most softwares have the potential to bring a tremendous amount of value to you. But this is really the same thing I talk about on any system that you're trying to implement. The system is, I don't want to say the easy part, but oftentimes the easy part, it's the implementation that's key. So no matter how good of a system you have, whether it's back end, time management, reporting, client attraction, doesn't matter what it is, it's all about the implementation. So yeah, I would just encourage you guys, this software can be huge tools that literally, you know, when I was young, you know, 100 years ago, you know, I could remember when my parents had, there was no QuickBooks, right? So if you had a couple million dollar business, you might have 3 full-time accountants that might be $40,000, $50,000 a year, just to know how much money you had and where, if you're making a profit or not. And then QuickBooks comes along, and all of a sudden you need 0 accountants, or one part-time guy that works, or gal that you pay $20 an hour that works 6 hours a month. I think that can be kind of the same thing with what we've got, but I'm sure it took time, right? For the people that had the 3 full-time employees to figure out QuickBooks and trust it, that was that was an investment, right? Not just the money for the software. That was probably the least investment. It was the time to work it out. But the people that committed to that and overcame the hurdles, and everything's not always perfect, those are the ones that just absolutely set themselves up for to succeed. So I would just encourage you, whatever system that you're going to use, certainly with software, that you kind of set aside a budget, not just for the whatever the thing costs, but a time budget to make sure that it gets implemented so you don't waste time. So I couldn't agree with that more, which kind of leads us to the end. And I'm really excited. I'm going to steal Mark's thunder, if he doesn't mind. Actually, it doesn't matter. I'm the host, so he's stuck. Before he came on, I was really excited about having him. And he and I have been talking for, gosh, it feels like a couple months now. And I said, when you come on, I really want to make sure that we make it just a drop-dead, dumb, no-brainer for any of the listeners that own Maid Services to at least engage with the software. So we did a couple of things. First of all, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ZenMaid. So there's two websites. Don't want you to get confused. growmycleaningcompany.com/ZenMaid is going to be the offer I'm going to talk to you about now, how you can get engaged and how you can start getting some of this benefit for your company, you know, get going right away. And then there's the growmycleaningcompany.com/ZenMaid webinar. That's totally different. That's just the webinar that Amar and I did. It's an awesome webinar. Check it out. But that's not going to get you going with the software. You just want growmycleaningcompany.com/ZenMaid for the software. All of this stuff will, of course, be on the show notes page so you can get all of it. Now, that said, Amar and I were talking, and I'm angry because I'm in Phoenix and he's in Barcelona, and was able to twist his arm and hook it, and he was able to hook Cleaning Nation up with a couple really spectacular kind of options for everyone that wants to get involved. So if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ZenMaid, a couple things are going to happen. First of all, I believe Amar, because he's a rock star, gives everybody that signs up for his thing a 14 or 15 day free trial so you can try it for a couple weeks. The big concern I had is I wanted to make sure, you know, I can't imagine I'm going to get any feedback of people that actually got it integrated and then call and say, it didn't work, it was no good. But I am concerned with the people that didn't integrate it, and didn't spend the time, and didn't really get it set up. They're going to call and go, it didn't work for me, right? So I want to make sure that all of you guys call and be like, oh my gosh, ZenMaid's the best. Amar's a rock star. So we did a couple things. First of all, he kicked it up to a 45-day trial. So you can use the software for a month and a half without paying anything. So again, I love, love, love that he's willing to kind of put his money where his mouth is and say, hey, try it for free. We'll absorb all the costs. Just get on. And he's going to give you 45 days to make sure that you use it. The only warning I want to give you is don't get fooled by the, you know, I've got 45 days, so I'm just going to not, you know, on 42 days, I'm going to start implementing this thing. Start implementing it right away, right? If you're going to get the value, if you're going to take the time to sign up for this thing, why get value a month from now when you can start getting benefit today? So make sure you implement it. To go one step farther, he actually offered a concierge onboarding service. Because again, the only way that I see that, you know, I say the same thing about my coaching, right? Either you'll do what I ask you to do and you'll have success, or guaranteed, no one's ever failed, or you won't do it and you'll fail. So the only kind of risk involved is if you don't do it, if you don't integrate. So to make sure we overcome that and just, I don't want to say rolled out the red carpet, but made it as easy as, you know, aside from me coming out there and doing it for you, which you can't afford, Amar is going to offer the concierge onboarding where he and his team will roll up the red carpet and really walk you through step by step. And I'm sure that usually costs a ton of money. He didn't go over how much, but it's certainly not a standard kind of benefit. So if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ZenMaid, you'll get all this stuff. And he even said, and again, this was him. I didn't even ask. He's just a big rock star. Or maybe he's just so lazy in Barcelona. He's got the time. But he said the first 10 people to sign up for this thing, Amar will personally do the onboarding with you. So you'll kind of get an hour of consulting on how to really run your back end and how Amar did it and all the success that he had. And of course, how to get your software integrated. But that to me, and this is still for nothing. You haven't paid anything yet. So the first 10 people is ridiculous. To get a free, I don't know what is an hour of his time worth, but if I'm sitting on the beach drinking Mai Tais or talking on the phone about software, it ain't going to be cheap. So if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ZenMaid, a couple things are going to happen. First, you get a 45-day free trial, so there's just literally no risk. The only risk is you don't do anything, your company doesn't change. Two, you're going to get the concierge onboarding, so they're really going to make sure that it actually gets to working, right? The only way this thing's going to fail is if you don't integrate it and don't actually use the software. It's no dang good. Same with this podcast, right? If you listen to every single podcast and don't take any of the concepts or do anything, save your time. Go hang out with your kids. These podcasts can't help you at all in that situation. And on top of that, the first 10 people to sign up get their onboarding with Amar personally. So instead of one of his staff, he personally would do it for the first 10. So If you're listening to this podcast, I think we're going to release it late June. If you're listening way after that, I'm so sorry. You're probably not the first 10. But if you're listening to it, if you're one of those hard and true Cleaning Nation diehards, this is one of your benefits to listening to all this stuff right when it releases. Go sign up right now. Amar will do your thing. And I think on top of that, on the that webinar that we talked about, Amar is a gift to the people that stayed to the end of that webinar, offered his 47 keywords. And in the webinar, we talk about client attraction and how to use, it's all about client attraction, but one of the things that we talk about is paid traffic. Keywords are huge. So Amar's done the research and been in the industry of here's the 47 keywords that you're going to want to know. You get that for free as well. So I feel like I'm selling, but I'm not, because this is literally a free trial. So if you've spent the 30, 40, 50 minutes on this podcast and invested, here's where you get the opportunity to actually get a return on that investment. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com/ZenMade, and you can get all this stuff. Amar, what did I miss?
No, I think we're pretty much good to go. You guys can find more information at zenmade.com/growmycleaningcompany. I'll have more info on all the bonuses, pretty much everything that Mike just said. But other than that, yeah, knocked it out of the park.
All right, dude, you're a rock star. Cleaning Nation, again, I would encourage you, be one of the first 10. Amar is just a ton of, I'm actually thinking about how I got to get him on the podcast again, just so I can ask him more stuff for myself. So don't be one of the ones that miss out. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com/ZenMade. Amar, you were awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your big brain, taking time out of your day way over in Barcelona. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Again, make sure you check out Amar's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.